This is the Aviyukt Murli of the 26th of October 2025, originally spoken on the 15th of October 2007. And the title, In Order to Experience the Stage of Liberation and Life at the Confluence Age, Give All Your Burdens and Bondages to the Father and Become Double Light. Today, Bhagdada, the creator of the world, is celebrating a mela, a meeting, with his first creation, that of his extremely lucky and lovely children. Some children are personally in front of Baba and seeing him with their eyes, and many children in all directions are merged in his heart. Bhagdada is seeing on the forehead of each child three sparkling stars of three types of fortune. One fortune is of the elevated sustenance they have received from Bhagdada. The second fortune is of the study they have received from the teacher. And the third fortune is the sparkling star of the blessings they have received from the Satguru. So all of you are experiencing the sparkling stars on your forehead, are you not? You have all relationships with Bhagdada, but nevertheless, these three relationships are necessary in life. And all of you, long lost and now found beloved children, have attained them easily. You have attained them, have you not? You have that intoxication, do you not? You continue to sing this song in your hearts, do you not? Va Baba, va, va teacher. Va, va Satguru, va. People of the world make so much effort to attain even one blessing from a worldly guru, whom they call a great soul. Whereas the Father has made you full of blessings from your moment of birth. Did you ever think of such great fortune, even in your dreams, that God the Father would surrender himself to you to this extent? Devotees sing songs of God. And whose songs does God the Father sing? Those of you lucky children. Even now, in which plane have all of you flown from all your different countries? In physical planes? Or have all of you come here from all directions in the plane of God's love? God's plane brings you here so easily. There are no difficulties. So all of you have come here in the plane of God's love. Therefore, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Seeing each child, whether you have come for the first time or whether you have been coming for a long time, Bhagdada knows the speciality of each of you children. Each child of Bhagdada, whether you are young, old, a Mahavir or an effort maker, each of you children is long lost and now found. Why? You searched for the Father, but you didn't find him. However, Bhagdada searched for each of you children with a lot of love, fondness and affection in every corner. It is because you are loved so much that he looked for you. Because the Father knows that none of his children is such that he or she doesn't have any speciality at all. It is your speciality of one thing or another that has brought you here. At the very least, you have recognized the Father who came here in an incognito form. You said, Mera Baba. All of you say Mera Baba. Is there anyone who says no, Tira Baba, your Baba? All of you say Mera Baba. So you are all special, are you not? All of those great scientists and VIPs were not able to recognize him, but all of you recognized him and made him belong to you did you not? So the Father also made you belong to him. You are flying while being sustained with this happiness, are you not? You are flying. You are not walking. You are flying, because those who are walking will not be able to return home with the Father, for the Father is going to fly. So how would those who are simply walking be able to return home with him? Therefore, what is the blessing that the Father gives to all his children? May you be in your angelic form. Angels fly. They don't walk. They fly. So all of you are also in the flying stage, are you not? Those who are in the flying stage, raise your hands. Or is it that it is sometimes the walking stage and sometimes the flying stage? No. You are those who constantly fly. You are double light, are you not? Think about it. The Father has taken a guarantee from all of you. Whatever type of burden any of you have in your mind or intellect, give that to the Father because he has come to take them. Have you given your burdens to the Father? Or have you kept a little carefully hidden away? Since the one who will take it away from you is taking it away, is there anything to think about in this? Or is it that you still have the habit from looking after your burdens for 63 births? Some children sometimes say, "We don't want to do this, but we are compelled by our habits." You are not being compelled now, are you? Are you being compelled, majbur, or are you strong, majbut? Never be compelled. You are strong. Are you Shakti strong or being compelled? You are strong, are you not? Do you like keeping a burden? Is your heart attached to it? Is your heart attached to the burden? Let go. Let it go and you will become free. You don't let it go and so you don't become free. The way to let it go is to have a determined thought. Some children say, "We have determined thoughts, but what is the reason? You have determined thoughts, but you don't revise the determined thoughts that you have. Repeatedly revise them in your mind and realize what the burden is and what the experience of being double light is. Underline the realization course a little more now. You do the speaking and thinking, but now realize in your heart what the burden is and what it means to be double light. Keep the contrast in front of you, because now, according to the closeness of the time, what does Bapdada wish to see in each child? That you demonstrate it practically by doing what you say. You have to put into the practice what you think, because the Father's inheritance and your birthright are liberation and liberation in life. This is the invitation you give everyone, is it not? Come and attain your inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. So each of you ask yourself, do I want to experience liberation in the land of liberation? Do I want to experience liberation and life in the golden age? Or do I want to create the sanskars of liberation and liberation and life now at the confluence age? This is because you say at this time that you are those who are creating a divine world with your godly sanskars. We are creating a new world with our sanskars. So the sanskars of liberation and liberation and life have to be made to emerge now at the confluence age, do they not? So check if your mind and intellect have become free from all bondages. In Brahman life, you have become free from many things that were bondages in your past life. However, are you free from all bondages? Or are there still some bondages which tie you in bondage to them? To experience liberation and liberation in life is the greatness of Brahman life. Because in the Golden Age, you won't have any knowledge of either liberation in life or of a life of bondage. At present, you can experience what a life of bondage is and what liberation in life is, because all of you made a promise. All of you have made promises many times. Do you remember what promises you have made? Ask anyone, what is the aim of this Brahman life of yours? What response do they give? To become equal to the Father. This is firm, is it not? You want to become equal to the Father, do you not? Or is it that you only want to become a little like that? You want to become equal exactly, do you not? Or is it that if you become a little like him, that will do? Will it do? That would not be called becoming equal, would it? So is the Father liberated or does he have bondages? If you have any type of bondage, whether of the body, of bodily relations, maybe not of your mother, father, brother or friend, but if there is any bondage of any relationship to your physical organs, if there is a bondage of habits, a bondage of nature, a bondage of old sanskars, then how can that be called being equal to the Father? Yet you make a promise every day that you definitely want to become equal to the Father. When Baba makes you raise your hands, what do all of you say? That you want to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. But Dada is pleased that you make very good promises, but you don't take the benefit of your promises. You don't know the balance of a promise and its benefit. But Dada has a very, very, very big file of your promises. He has everyone's file. Similarly, let there also be a file of the benefits. If there were this balance, it would be so good. You are the teachers from the centers sitting here, are you not? You are also residents of the centers who are sitting here, are you not? So you are those who are going to become equal, are you not? Residents of the centers who have become the instrument children have to be equal, do they not? Are you that? You are, but you sometimes become a little mischievous. But Dada continues to see the behavior and activity of all of you children throughout the day. When your daddy was in the subtle region, she was also seeing everything. What did she say? Do you know, she used to say, Baba, can it be like that too? Is it like that? Do they do this, which you continue to see? Did you hear what your daddy saw? Now, Bap Dada wants to see that each child claims a right to the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life, because you receive the inheritance at this time. In the Golden Age, it will be your natural life. It will be a natural life on the basis of your practice at this time. But you receive the right to that inheritance now at the confluence age. This is why Bap Dada wants every child to check the self And if there is any bondage pulling you, then also think of its reason. Think of its reason, and together with that, also think of its solution. But Dada has given you solutions many times in different forms. He has given you the blessing of all powers and the treasure of all virtues. By using those treasures, you will increase them. All of you have the treasures. Bap Dada has seen that. Bap Dada sees the stock of each one. The intellect is the stock room. Bap Dada has seen everyone's stock. You do have them in stock, but you do not use those treasures at the right time. You simply think of it in the form of a point. Yes, I mustn't do this, I must do this. You use this knowledge in the form of a point. You think about it, but you don't use that point of this knowledge by stabilizing in the form of the point. This is why it just remains a point. Use that point of this knowledge while in your point form and you will find a solution. You say that you mustn't do this and then you forget it. Along with speaking about it, you then forget it. Baba has told you an easy way. At the confluence age, it is just the wonder of the point. Simply use the point. There is no need for any other punctuation. Simply use the three points. The soul is a point, the father is a point, and the drama is a point. Continue to use the three points, and it will not be difficult to become equal to the father. You try to put a point, but your hand shakes when you put the point. And so it becomes either a question mark or an exclamation mark. There, your hand shakes, and here, your intellect shakes. Otherwise, is it difficult to keep three points in your awareness? Is it difficult? Bap Dada has shown you another easy method. What is that? Give blessings and receive blessings. Acha, if you are not able to have powerful yoga, if you are lacking a little in your dharana, if you don't have the courage to give speeches, you can still give blessings and receive blessings. Just do this one thing and put aside everything else. Simply do one thing. Receive blessings and give blessings. No matter what happens, no matter what others give you, I have to give blessings and receive blessings. Make this one thing firm, and everything else will be included in it. If you give blessings and receive blessings, would all the powers and virtues not be included in that? They would automatically be included, would they not? Just keep the one aim. Try it and see. Practice this for a day and see. And then try it for 7 days. Okay, if you are not able to keep other things in your intellect, you will at least be able to keep one thing in it. No matter what happens, I have to give blessings and receive blessings. Can you do this or not? Are you able to do it? Okay, when you go back, try this. By doing this, you will all automatically become yogyukt. Because if there are no wasteful actions, you are yogyukt, are you not? However, keep the aim of giving blessings and receiving blessings. No matter what others give you, even if you receive bad wishes, even situations of anger come in front of you, because when you make a promise, Maya is also listening to the promise you make, so she will also do her own work, will she not? When you become conquerors of Maya, she will not do anything. At present, you are still becoming conquerors of Maya, and so she will also do her own work. So you have to give blessings and receive blessings. Is this possible? Those who say that it is possible, raise your hands. Acha Shaktis, raise your hands. Yes, it is possible. So teachers have come from everywhere, have you not? So when you return to your countries, first of all of you have to do this homework for a week and then send your result. How many class members are there? How many are okay? And how many are still a little weak? How many are strong? If they are weak, put a line through okay. Send your news in this way, that is all. This many people are okay, and this many people have a line through their being okay. Look, double foreigners have come in this group. And so you will do double the work, will you not? Send your result in 1 week, and then Bhaktada will see. It is easy, is it not? It is not difficult. Maya will come. You will say, Baba, I never used to experience this before, but it has come now. This will happen, but those who have determined faith have victory guaranteed. The fruit of determination is success. Any lack of success is because of a lack of determination. So you have to attain success by having determination. Just as you are doing service with zeal and enthusiasm, in the same way, for yourself too, serve yourself and also serve the world. To serve yourself means to check and to make yourself equal to the Father. Give any defect, any weakness to the Father. Why have you kept it? The Father doesn't like that. Why do you keep the weaknesses? Give them away. At the time of giving, become little children. When little children are not able to look after something, when they don't like something, what do? Mummy, Papa, you take this. In the same way, if you don't like any type of burden or bondage, because Bhaktada sees that, on the one hand you think that you don't like it, that it is not right, but you say, what can I do? How can I do this? That too is not good. On the one hand you say that it is not good, and on the other hand you have carefully kept it with yourself. So what would you say about this? Is it good? It is not good, is it? So what do you want to become? The best of all, do you not? Not just good, but the best of all. So whenever there is something like that, Baba is ever present. Give it to him. If it comes back to you, then hand it over, considering it to be something entrusted to you. You cannot be dishonest with something that is entrusted to you. You have given it to the Father, so now it belongs to the Father. If something that belongs to the Father or to someone else comes to you by mistake, would you keep it locked away in your cupboard? Would you keep it? You would get rid of it, would you not? No matter how, you have to give it away. You would not keep it. You would not look after it carefully, would you? So give it away. The Father has come to take it away. You don't have anything else that you can give him anyway. However, you can give this, can you not? It is an ak flower, so give it to him. Do you like looking after it? To all you children everywhere whom Babdada likes, he is the comforter of hearts, is he not? So to you children who are loved by Dilaram, the comforter of hearts, the children who constantly move along in waves of love, to extremely loving children who belong to the one father and none other, no other person, even in their dreams, to such loving children of Babdada, who are completely beyond any consciousness of bodies, to the long-lost and now-found multi-million-fold fortunate children, love and remembrance from the heart, and multi-million-fold blessings. Along with that, namaste from Babdada to those who are the children and the masters. Blessing? May you be an easy yogi and become an example to the world on the basis of following the godly codes of conduct. In order to be an example to the world, continue to follow the godly codes of conduct from Amrit Vela until night time. Especially know the importance of Amrit Vela and make your stage powerful at that time. And your life will become great throughout the day. When you fill yourself with special power at Amrit Vela and move along as an embodiment of power, you will not experience difficulty in any task. By living your life according to the codes of conduct, you will automatically make your stage of an easy yogi. Then, on seeing your life, everyone in the world will create their lives. Slogan: give the experience of the greatness of purity with your activity and your face. Avyak signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind with the powers of yoga. Souls who experiment always become victorious over their sanskars, the situations that appear through matter, and over the vices. For a yogi soul, or a soul who experiments, the snake of the five vices becomes a garland around the neck, or a stage on which to dance with happiness. Om Shanti.